מה זה? אה, זה התופעים.
כן, אבל יש עוד פעם.
יוסף סולובייצ'יק.
דוד אוג, לא דוד אוג, דוד אייר. אז צריך ללבן את האייר.
זה בקשו שתעשה על כולם?
כן,
תראה. וואי, זה טוב וורק. כמה מיני קופיז אין דיר?
Elif.
How many guys are helping you?
I did like half of them yesterday.
Not so much.
Yeah. You have to listen to a shear. Put a shear on the tape and do it in the room. So you don't waste your time. Why you listen to a shear? You know, the time they're wasting an hour. Okay. We were...
Out above.
We said there are two types of imagination. There's a regular imagination, which is called pure imagination, or machshava. Machshava comes together with imagination. Machshava does not talk about machshava, the intellectual thinking of today, but that's it calls yediya or sechel. But when it talks about machshava, it talks about the type of imagination which is abstract. It says there are two levels. If you ask the question, how can I imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Then I'm making him gishmitz, because your imagination is in low level. You're imagining only what you're used to in the world. That you can imagine abstract things. Okay, we know this. They said like you can imagine it migrash el parsa. You can imagine it infinite length of things in your imagination. Okay, we started Vav already.
Yeah, we did until gishmitz, I think.
Show me. Okay. So he was complaining about the hergel, about that we have habits that we're used to things so much. And then he just said, we're so used to seeing material things, and we think only material things. We think we can only imagine material things. And he says, and then he says that all the five senses, the essence of the senses is something abstract. With the sense of vision, you see things. You see material things, but the sense itself is something abstract. And then he a little bit hinted to Nevuah. He said, who said Nevuah is not in the same sense of thing? You're seeing. You're just seeing something else. You're not seeing materially. You're seeing the future, but you're using the same sense. But he's hinting here that the prophet, when he sees the future, he sees it with his eyes. It's the same sense. Just you see other things. That's what we saw last time. Mm-hmm. We finished with that. וגם דיברנו מזה. We already spoke from that. למה חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו? This is the pasuk. חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו. חוכמה, the person who light his face. This is in Tehillim. חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו.
קהלת.
חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו. וכבר דיברנו מזה. למה חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו? I don't know where he spoke about it. The Chokhmah will light. There is a Choveret here that Rabbi Blobstein, which is called Rabbi Leshen today, head of the Happy Minyan in Efrat, he took Nei Machshava Tova and wrote all the Mekorot. So it's here in the library. In his handwriting. Just Dirok said, we have a copy in the library, the Mekorot. And everywhere else. But he, not just Mekorot, what Psukim are. He says, we spoke, where did we speak? Derech HaMelech, page this and this. He gives you all the sources. V'chol ish makir lefir ko b'chaveru. He says, any person knows, with according to your value, how much sensitive you are with your friend, im chacham o tipesh, if he's smart or stupid.
The Akaro is his own value?
His own value. If he's zach or gas, if he's a gentle person or gas, the opposite of gentle. That's a way of seeing things which is not material, not gufani, body wise. When you look at someone and you say he's smart just by looking at him, or you're saying he's gentle, I see in his face that he's gentle. What do you see? You see a nose, you see ears. You see something different. You're using your eyes, you see his face, but you're seeing in a different level. You're saying, I see this girl. At the first date, I see she's so gentle. Just by her face, I see she's very gentle. She fits me, I want to marry her. Okay? What did you see? So I saw gentleness. He said, you see, we can see sometimes things that are non-material. This is already, you can see a character of a person if you're sensitive enough. It's not a material way of looking. Because a smart person looks exactly like a stupid, like a fool. Kezach kegas, someone who's gentle, the kegas, who's not gentle, basar echad bifneim, their face, that's only a piece of cells. Basar, meat, they call it. But you can still look at someone and say he's a gentle person. Just, and you don't know him. Depends on what your value is. Bechol inyan, aliyat ha'adam, yesh ev negif hazeh. Says every in any subject of aliyah in levels of the person, even negative is an expression. Stone that there's a, you know, when you have water running, you can stop it with a stone.
Negative.
It's a stone that stops. So we use an expression. There's this disaster. In any time that you go up, it's even negative, a stone that blocks. Hazeh, this door. She'if shalom li'talad negro. He cannot go above his habits. This is the habits of the stone that are evening.
Yeah, like a
barrier.
Okay.
It's a barrier in the character. Many things you can change, but when it comes to habits, then it's hard to change. That kama shenirtze levayer lo, and as much as we want to explain him, that kama shenirtze leachkimo, as much as we want to make him smart, kasheli folot lashidai mech uhefach mize shein avroot. If that is habit, to see, to imagine only material things, then as much as we want to tell him that there are different ways of imagination, it's hard to affect him if all it's like you know the truth. But the truth is the opposite of what he sees. He sees material, but there's an inner level inside. I can see in this girl that there's gentleness. Although, if he's a very simple person, say, what do you see? No, how do you know? He'll be angry at you. How do you know? Tell me he's smart. He's not. I see in his eyes that he's smart. What do you mean? If he's not gentle, he can understand you. And you're trying to tell him the opposite of what he sees. You come and you tell him, I see she's gentle. I see that he's smart. That lecture. Before I heard the lecture, because I saw his eyes, and he has a deep way of vision, and it looks to me like he's very smart. This person, he's so used to his habits, or so, that you cannot persuade him. You can see above material.
Leap all to affect?
To affect. Shon peula, peula, act.
Yeah,
when he falls, to act on him, to affect him. Achanolad min akshanut, until here Nolad is not born, until a type of akshanut is created in his character. Mustara hidden. Akshanut is, you know what is akshan? Someone who you cannot change. He's strong, like stone. Akshan is not
stubborn.
He says so. When you come and tell him there's different types of imagination, so he feels threat from you. You're trying to tell him things that not exist, so he becomes stubborn. Hidden stubborn in his heart. He would not move himself. Kimlo nima for a millimeter. Kimlo nima, a little bit. Nima is one hair. It's even one nima in Aramaic. He is have a kodmot from his last knowledge. If someone has a habit, we know.
Nima is what?
He can, but it's used as a millimeter. Kimlo nima is a small length. Nima is one hair. He won't move from his last knowledge. So he says people have habits. He's talking about imagination, to think that everything is material. So they cannot. We know. And if you explain it, he will object you.
Kadmut.
Ve'ech na'aleh, his last. He didn't have a kadmut, his last knowledge. Ve'ech na'aleh et ha'ish kazeh mim'al le'olam. And how can you raise a person like that above the world? If he hears us talking, she'makhashim et ha'agel, who object his habits, חושב ובליבו מכריז, he thinks in his heart and he declares, מה אומר שזה עולם לא קשה? What is saying that this world is not material? ועוד זאת שאני עצמי אני מכיר, that and that I don't know myself. משוגע איש הרוח. He says again, this is a pasuk. The philosopher is crazy. איש הרוח, the humanity, the person is crazy. משוגע איש הרוח.
רגע, מה זה מכריז?
Declare? כן, אמרתי, declare. זה עיקר החיסרון. So this is the main disadvantage. שאי אפשר להגדיל את מחשבתך למחשבה תאורה בלי ציוד ודמיון גפני. You cannot raise your thinking to a pure thinking without imagining something material. One can with nation, mikol machshava shelo bemochacha. It's okay, we cannot think about abstract things. For us, it's easier, I think, because we grew in mathematics. And in mathematics, we learned to learn about abstract things, about infinity. If you took infinite mathematics, then you're out to look. And then you can have as many planes as you want. In our eyes, we see three planes. But in mathematics, you can have not just height, length, and omic. that you can have as many planes as you want, and you make it. And then they found out that the thing surface of the world works that way. So in our eyes we can have vision, but there are many planes as you want. That's an infinitive mathematics. So today when we post university students, please, whoever studies sciences, it's easier for him. But he's talking about someone who cannot. So that's his habit. Everything is material. He says that's a disadvantage to have such a habit. Anything thought that you have, it's not an abstract thought. You demand. Dmut tziyur v'dmut gofani, something that you can materially, an imagination which has body. You cannot think about something abstract, you have to see something. Yan, because she'ata murgal, that you're used to, rak machshavot kegon ele, just this type of thinking. V'im lav, ein ze machshavat zecha, and if it's not that way, then for you it's not thinking at all. Uve'memet, he's saying, I'm not saying that sometimes you don't have any abstract thinking without siyur, without painting, without thinking. Olai, it rises in your mind sometimes in abstract way of thinking, of imagination. He says, we have in ourselves a force which nevaker.
Visit to
no, ביקורת. לא מי לבקר לי. לא, ביקורת. ביקורת. You know the science? לא, יש. לא להביא.
כן.
יש את ביקורת המקרא. Science in biblical in Germany. Wellhausen invented it.
Oh, exegesis. Critics, exactly.
He says, we have a force that criticizes all your thoughts. Magia goes over. All the thoughts of the person. And the thought, which is not close to or equal to reality of the world, looks in his eyes, mizuyafai, is fake. And he runs after it and destroys it from his mind. It means you do think about abstract things, but you erase them straight when it comes up to your mind, because you're saying it's not reality, it can't be. You don't accept yourself. You have a force inside yourself that criticizes yourself. And then he says it happens with kids. We see that in the mind of the kid, he thinks about things, that cannot be. For example, that he will fly with his wings. Kids have different imaginations that are not in reality. And what happens when you grow up, when you grow up, the force of criticizement grows in your mind. And then you don't think about things like that. Only a kid 5 years old thinks about flying with wings, thinks about Superman. Superman comes from grown-ups who still have imagination of kids. There are people who say kids, I'm saying it's a good thing. But he says, kids think about things that are not... they're not real. And what happens is when they grow up, the force of criticizement just erases those thoughts. So a grown-up usually does not dream that he flies, although kids do. אין מחשבה כזו במרחוב, a grown-up. He does not think about like, these things in his mind. Why? מפני שכוח המבקר נתגדל בו, because the force of criticism got stronger, grew in him. משווה מחשבתו, he tries to equal his thought with the world, ומעריכתו ועלויות עם דברי העולם שרואה ושומע, with the things in the world that he hears and sees. וכל מחשבה מזויפה, any fake thought, מגרש, throws out, ומכחש, does not accept it. עד שדומה לו לאיש, until he thinks שלא בכלל לא כלל בו, they never even had this imagination. He says, naturally you do have, because it has with kids, you do think about things that are not in reality, but you're so used to erasing or throwing them out, לגרש אותם, throwing them out the window, that you do not even believe that you have thoughts like that. מפני שכל כך נתגדל בו, כך מבקר, because this force of criticism is so strong in you, וכל כך מפשטו למוח, and really controlled the mind of the person, מוח האדם, עד שהוא מונע ומפחיד את כל מחשבה מניופה. He scares out any fake thought. לדרוך על מפתן מחשבתו. To step on the entrance of his mind. Does not let him in. It's scared. Does not come in. And then the person, the character, אינו מרגיש, does not feel that he has this force. את כוח המבקר. You don't know. This is a subconscious force. A So automatically, you think about things that are reality. It stands in the like in the door. It's not let them in. So you think you don't have this, that you don't have imaginations, which are abstract, which have no connection to reality, and you have a force that keeps them out. You don't know about this force. It's a constant force. Rakshe Domelo, he just thinks Shematzmo in Machshavat Elo Baot Bo. That doesn't have these thoughts that are not realistic. Ve'atali Nyan Didan. He says, let's come back to our place. לא שאין בך מחשבה נקייה מן הצורים הגופניים או לא תן בך it's back I'm not saying you don't have any abstract or clinical that like pure machshava from imaginations with our material או לא תן בך they do arise in you this רק כיוון שהמבקר שברוך מורגל כל כך רק במחשבות מצורפים just because the force of איך אמרנו מבקר of criticism he's so used to only מחשבות that have ציורים that can imagine material things so you can imagine a house and you can imagine a friend you can imagine a door in a yeshiva ורודף ומגרש את כל המחשבה תורה ממך the same thing what we're saying until now when he runs after any מחשבה תורה throws it out mimcha from you ואתה שאת כוח המבקר אינך מרגיש because you don't feel the force of criticism canals we said before דומה לך then it seems to you שאין שום מחשבה ודמיון בלתי מצויר ונאחז בצורה גופנית נמצא בך כלל you think that you have no thought and imagination without material picture בלי ציור that can be in you at all you don't believe that it's in you at all then that's why you say I only think in material things and you'll see later on that if a student comes to him and tells them you always tell us think I'm standing in front of God I can only imagine something material can I is that avodah zar if I go in that and it will wake me up in davening if I'll imagine something material in front of me am I allowed to do it or not so he has a student that came and asked him it means that there are many people who do not grow up in mathematics and in Greek philosophy that it's very hard for them that's what I'm saying here philosophy that we learned it brought us to I think a better stage then the Avrechim who come to ask him here are we allowed to imagine a person although when we daven or not is that avodah zar or not because it's hard for us to daven with kavana and thinking like feeling we're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu that who's abstract we have to have a picture so it's not just talking people came and asked him so you will see
what is his answer
well, you will see that's in two pages very interesting okay where are we but you don't feel it ובאמת ובאמת האיש שנקבע בגובה של מחשבה אמיתית אי אפשר להלדמות את צורם the person who decided that a real thought means abstract thought cannot אי אפשר להלדמות את צורת העולם
אמיתית
that's the opposite person who understands that a real thought cannot be like the world like the things that we see in the world so what feature of the world a real thought can be abstract you think about material things but the thought itself is abstract and if you can also think about abstract things ve'gidel ve'erchiv bo et machshava nekiya a person who got used to growing and expanding calls it klin machshavot it means abstract ones in our words as ba'alot bo machshava zo this is the opposite person so when he thinks about an abstract thing then choshev u'medamei can think and he can imagine and see according to his value, the matzav, according to his situation, the next level, the kedusha, not material seeing, but you see the kedusha. We use the word seeing. This is the only anthropomorphia. But he says yes, you see the kedusha and you see kiseh kavod shel shorash v'chotzev nishmato. Chotzev is like the essence. Shorash is the source. Chotzev it comes. Shoresh is the root of is the source of trees. It's the root. Chotzev is the source of stones where they are in the mountain. It's called chotzev. And when you take them out, you're ata chotzev. That's what poal. You what?
Quarry.
You quarry them out. The stones.
Yeah. That's what it means.
Chotzev nishmato. So it means no. He's talking about the neshama. He's just using. This is his poetic type of writing. He says when you do think about abstract things and you get used to it, then you can see the kedusha and kizya kavod of your essence of your neshama. Ve'en tzura gofanit chasera lo, and you don't need. You have no lack of a material feature. Umunat machshavto and stops thinking. ורק אם הוא רוצה לחקור אחרי מחשבת הסומת, someone who got used to thinking abstract things, automatically can think about abstract things. No problem. ורק אם הוא רוצה לחקור אחרי מחשבתו, מה אני חושב ורואה, and only if he wants to examine his mind, say, what do I see and what do I hear, but he sees and thinks about abstract things. So he cannot, this question is a paradox. You're seeing things that are abstract, and then you're asking yourself, what do I see? Chakira zo nefilai. He says, this examination is a fallen level. It's like biting into an apple and thinking, what do I taste in here? Well, taste is not something you can explain in words. It's something existential. You feel it. It's a matter of experience. You cannot explain it. You cannot go to someone and explain it. If you tell him it's sweet, it doesn't matter. He won't really understand it. Until he does not bite it by himself. There are things that you have to take part inside. He says also, real imagination, when he's talking about, you cannot explain it in words. And if you try to, you're trying to explain it in words, then this chakira, so this explanation, chakira means to research. This research is just a fall. You're going to explain people something which is, you talked about a spark of nevuah in words. It's like explaining people what taste is. And this is much more. He's talking about a spark of prophecy, explaining in words. If you did not experience, you don't know. It's not something you can. So if you try just to ask yourself, what is it? That itself is a fall. V'yif shalo la'avin et atzmo v'et machshavtov d'vino kodem. He can understand himself and his machshava and his vast imagination. But when he tries to explain it, you cannot understand it with your mind, an experience which is above your mind. What is this examination of your thought? This examination itself is a type of, how do you say we could be called it?
Criticism.
It's back to the criticism that looks at everything as this world. The features of this world. When you come to criticize, you come from a level of whatever I see is there. And you criticize, this is not true. I'm just imagining. But he says then it's going down a level because it's an experience. It's like you're trying to criticize the taste of apple. It doesn't make any sense saying I'm criticizing the taste of apple. That's the taste of apple. How can you explain it to someone? No. He says when you vision imagination, abstract imagination, you cannot explain it. And trying to explain it is going down a level. Is again researching with terms of this world. This is things above that are deeper than the mind. Okay, so until now it's very theoretical. All that he said until now, we want to be started in the Buddha, we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can go do mitzvot, but you can be a slave. Slave is not a son. A son is someone who experiences love. There's also mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can know that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you need to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to use imagination, he said before. And then he just here went into philosophical question, but how can you imagine things? Because then you're lowering them to a material thing. And then he said, no, you can imagine things that are not material and you cannot explain it. So that's what we're here until now. Imagine things that are not material and then you cannot explain it. But it still doesn't go back. The purpose is how to use your imagination in order to feel a son, in order to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then only in the end he gets a different example that you imagine, you do different meditations in order to daven in Kavana and stuff like that. But here it still goes on in the whole question, because it's going to bring the question of and what about people who are in low level, who do imagine things, cannot jump into this level. Are they allowed to do it, to imagine material things, or is Avodah Zar? We'll see now. Let's go on. We should not jump one time so much. He's not talking about, he's talking levels. We're taking someone who's so low, we cannot bring him so high in 1 second. He says we cannot jump and talk about only abstract things. Someone who has this machshava tova. Sometimes have it. Sometimes has machshava tova, has a pure way of thinking, abstract thinking, and then he can imagine imaginations which we'll use later on in order to become a son, not just a slave, to become close to Hashem. He says, because our purpose, he says, we're a group of people, we're not individuals. We have to raise everyone to this level. We are going to get very simple people who are going to come to this Chavura, to this Chaburis group. We want to raise them. Also, they will have times, because it's Manei Kodesh, holy times, where they can find in themselves, reveal inside themselves, Gam Bahem, Machshavot Teorot, Machshavat Teorah, a pure imagination. We said Machshava means imagination. So he says we can't jump so much into these levels. There are people very low, and we have to raise them. They came us. We're a group of people. V'kamur, because Masher Rotsev, V'kamur Machshavai Demot Elen, as we said before, the force of criticizment, he wants everything to be, looks like, to be equal to what we see in the world, to all the Machshavot of our Olam. Zoi Menia Gdola, that's a big barrier. That stops the person from every pure way of thinking. And even he says, it does not just stop you in pure way of thinking, it stops you in awakening in Kedusha, being sensitive to Kedusha and pure davening. Because
what stops you?
The force of criticizement that we mentioned before, the force of criticizement that says that everything has to be equal to the things we see in the world, can be something about outside of the world. That's most of the people that are telling the world. Whatever you see, that's what there is. Whatever you don't see, there isn't. He says that force does not let you even daven in Kavana. Because you daven, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is just a concept there, away from you. So you really daven, but you don't feel you're standing against Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to him. No, you can do it in very, very low level. Imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu is a person and you're talking to him. And that's what he's going to talk now. You can do this low level. But he's saying in a high level, these in abstract little thinking that I'm standing inside of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then you daven in Kavana. You're not just reading the Seder because you're used to it, because you were born and you're from the age of zero, you're davening 3 times a day. You do it because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of you. How can you not praise him? But he says we cannot jump to this level so fast. And more than that, you cannot have real yiran, ahava, tefillah Torah. Ba'im zo ikar sibat b'gama emunai rav ahava. He says, why don't we really have, we have a problem, a b'gam in our emunah, yir ahava. You know what a b'gam is?
B'gam. Okay, like a people.
Yeah, like in our emunah, yiran, ahava. He says, we have a defect in it. We just say we have to love God. We say, it's a mitzvah, yira. But it's just in our minds. We don't really feel it because we have a defect. The defect is that we cannot imagine a kadosh, use our imagination for abstract things.
What's Sibah? Sibat.
Is it the reason? The reason of this defect.
You know, Kaf is Gamken?
Gamken, yes. And when, in the Sefer Hacharat Avreichim, he says in the beginning, there are 3 levels. There's people who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are people who want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who know they should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah, we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Ve'avta Ad Hashem Elokecha. So some people just, they know that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't really love Him. That's many people. Then there's a level, people really love Him. What does it mean, love Him? It's a Rambam, so think about Him every second, when you stand, when you sleep. Anywhere you go, think about a Kodosh Baruch Hu. That's also how many people like that in life. Maybe we met 0 like that. And then he says, and there's a middle level that you want to love a Kodosh Baruch Hu, not just to know. You know that you should love a Kodosh Baruch Hu, but you also want. What does it mean you want to? You know you're not on the level of the tzaddik who loves me, the Kodosh Baruch Hu. When if I have a fight with my wife, then I don't sleep well at night. So because I know I did something wrong, but if I did something wrong in Torah, then I sleep well. I have no problems. Because why? Because it means that I'm just in a level of knowledge. I know I should love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I would really love it, not sleep well. As I said last time, a couple of times ago, this Masha, that if tomorrow I'm standing in front of a judge and he might find me 50,000 shekels, I want to fall asleep the whole night. But tomorrow is Yom Kippur, I'm going to stand inside of the judge who decides if I should live or die, and I go to sleep with no problem. Why is that? Because we don't really feel Yira from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We just know we feel Yira. And Baal HaTanya says, you know what, only the tzaddik really feels the hava and yira, but the benoni should at least have a will, want to. What does it mean? He should cry sometimes. If he doesn't, he's not on that level. He sleeps before Yom Kippurim, but he cries that he's there. How did I sleep before Yom Kippurim? I know it's just, he cries about it. At least cries about it. that if you're intense with a friend or your girlfriend or your wife, you don't sleep well at night. You always think about why will I tell in the morning? How can we get back together? And if you did a chet and you're intense, intense, you say, with like a los bojo, tension, then you sleep well. So this you should cry about it. So there are three levels: the level of real hava yira, the level of I want hava yira, the ratzon, and the level of knowing that should be hava yira. So we should, at least from knowing, go up to the level. Also here, he says, you cannot have real Yira and Ahava. We only in the knowledge of knowing, because we have this barrier. We don't know how to use the real imagination to get to Yira and Ahava. In order to have Yira, you, at least you have to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a judge. Tomorrow you're standing inside of a judge, and you have and that makes you feelings, and you cannot fall asleep, and you're intense, and you're shivering, and like 50,000 shekels, what will I do? If you imagine at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu kacha, then maybe you might also fear and not sleep the whole night before Yom Kippur. The problem, this is a lower level imagination. You're imagining him as a judge. He requires from us high imagination. But even if I would imagine God as a judge before Yom Kippur, and I see my, it's like a dream, and I dream while you're awake. That's meditation. You're dreaming things that you're awake. And you're thinking, you're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tomorrow, deciding life or death, then you don't fall asleep at night. If it's really like a dream, you know, in a dream when you fall, you feel you're falling. So here you feel that he's going to decide and you don't fall asleep. And this is the next question. If Rech will come and tell him, so let me at least imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a judge. I'm not in a high level. But if you want me really to have Kavana, not to fall asleep before Yom Kippur, if you really want me to daven in Kavana, let me imagine in the low level. Is that a Avodah Zara or not? We'll just see the question. Kvar itnatzel Avrech, and Avrech came from Yeshiva, and Avrech, and you have your
Avrech came?
He apologized in front of me and said, if I can imagine, if I would have the possibility to imagine Ezid Mut, a feature, when I stand in front of the Shkosh Bokum Tfila, then Aiti Mitore would be awakened. Pashut. Very simple. A kol panim. Any case, Kmo Shemishim Bakesh Mitchanen Lifne, a kol Yachol Shesh Beadola Shelo. I would be awakened in the lowest level, but at least I would be awakened as someone who Mitvakesh, who's pleading, the mitchanen and crying, lifnei hakol yachol in front of the mighty, sheyesh be'adol oshia li, that he can say that he can help me. At least, so let me think about a feature like a judge. I said, if I know the judge tomorrow is frightening me, you weren't here for a second. I said again, so I don't fall asleep. At least imagine I was like a judge before Yom Kippur. I won't fall asleep. But real imagination, where you're into it, like in a dream, when you dream, you fall, you feel it, you wake up. Dream that he's a judge and shiver like you're shivering from the real judge that might tomorrow decide if you have to pay 50,000 shekels. So he's saying, let me imagine that. Dream that it means, but really, imagination here means going into it. You will see so much meditation. You know? And then he says, at least it can help. Then I would have a kavana. Oh, shaiti mizdaazeh umirtaf mina machshava v'tziur ba'atzmo shanu med lifnei hakavod. So or that I would plead, daven with kavana, or that I would mizdaazeh, I would shiver. And mirtaf,
shiver.
I would shiver, mizdaazeh, and mirtaf is in Aramaic, be scared. Mina machshava, from this thought and imagination, v'tziur ba'atzmo, that I'm standing in front of kisei hakavod, let me imagine a feature. And then my davening would be real. Or I would daven kavana, or I would shiver. But at least let me imagine. But I'm not allowed to. The Rambam says it's avodah zar. Because I cannot imagine any feature. Imagination. Okay, like painting. And I only know. What do I know? I know I'm standing in front of God, but I cannot feel it because I don't have anything in front of me. It's only yediyash belo machshava. I told you, he uses machshava as imagination. It's a knowledge with no imagination. If it's belo machshava without imagination, yivshar li Torah, cannot be awakened. Unless it comes by itself. Sometimes it comes by itself, but I don't control it. So let me imagine, but I can't because it's Asr. If I have the ability to imagine, then I even can hold on. Hold on by feeling enthusiastic. And because I'm not allowed, then I cannot feel enthusiasm. I cannot hold on to it. And I stay just in the level of knowledge. I know I should like Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know I should be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know I should daven. I mean, davening is not, I'm not real davening. Davening means I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know there's someone there. They couldn't get it. So until here's the question. And now he's going to write, and next time we'll see, is this Avodah Zarah or not? Kumar, he stopped, he said, that's why he started Od Zayin. You know what, this is not, let's not jump to the high level. What about the simple level? Can we imagine, let's book with a judge before Yom Kippurim, so I won't fall asleep at night, as in the Kubalim require not to sleep at night before Yom Kippurim. They would stay at night and day, and pass the whole time. They would daven at night in the middle of the night, then say Mishnayot, and I saw it in my eye. Rabbi Yaakov Ades from the old city came to Hebron in Yom Kippur, and I saw him all night. He stood in Ma'at HaMachpelah, and he didn't stop until the morning. I left in the middle of 12. I came for Vatikin at 4:30, and I went to sleep back at Nudan Vatikin, and he was there for 24 hours, just standing. He did not stand for 24 hours and pray. And he finished praying. Also, people came later. That he studied Mishnayot. He studied Mishnayot Yoma, Masechet Yoma. He finished davening, studied Yoma, then go on Vatikin, and all the 24 hours he stood in the davening, no stop. He didn't go to sleep. He's one of the Kubalis. He came to daven in Yom Kippur. I saw him, it was very moving. Someone praying like that. And Israel, it's small, it's forced. It was so much moving force. Davening about God is in front of him. He can't speak with anyone. Nothing. He's so in. You know, sometimes when you read a good book, hours pass and you don't. Wow, I didn't manage. So you're so into it. You don't feel you're hungry. You didn't feel you have to go to the bathroom. And then your mother, you're into the book reading. She comes and shakes you, hey. And then you're hungry. You need to the bathroom. But you were so focused. You forgot about everything. I saw in my eyes how he was so focused. It was much unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's why I told my wife, every Yom Kippur, if he's there, I have to be there. Just that, to see him as a Yirat Hashem. Think about what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see, I got Yira from this person. Much Yira. I was shivering. How can someone get to such a level? So someone said, you know what? I'm not in a level like that. But if I cannot imagine in the simplest level, then I can. My davening is not with Havana. And he said before, our Chavurah is with the most simple people. So what do we do with those simple people? We cannot think about abstract things. They have to be in a higher level. The answer we'll see next time, but I'll tell you already, it's meratek. Meratek. It's exciting to be the answer because when I was in Al-Ed, the big one Rav gave a shiur, and he read this, and the Rosh Hashiva fired him. He said it's Avodah Zarah. He then tells them, he explains why, but the Avad you're allowed to imagine. Although it's not the Rambam and it's not the high level, and he didn't say accepted. A Rav who came to our yeshiva just to give a talk, he would come once a month, and he gave this talk, and the Rosh Hashiva, Rabinovich, said, Mamash, very. Kitzoni, extreme. Do not teach Avodah Zarah to my student. And he considered this Avodah Zarah. We'll see. Because he goes against the Rambam and says, for people like that, that's the Diavad, they can imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu as a judge, the man in front of them. And he's so much on the Ravid, who's Chodek on the Rambam, and today we know the difference between his Chodek. It's fascinating, Rimmeratik, fascinating tshuva on one page. Page number 19 is the tshuva until the beginning of 20 or four pages. Although the beginning of 20 years, I hope you'll get. He said it's the beginning of a procedure, a process, and you'll get to the high level. The high level is here. The tshuva is in one page. And that will see, you have to hold on to next week.
Just write your words again.
What?
You go quite fast, so I can't get all the words.